Do you feel misunderstood, unworthy of your dream, and lonely on your business journey? Let me change this for you. In this episode, I am exploring the power of community. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I am excited you are listening today. Let's speak loneliness. This is a phrase I hear so much on the internet. Being an entrepreneur is a lonely road. Well, yes and no. I don't 100% agree with it. Why not? Because I believe it is a choice whether we are lonely or seeking like-minded people. Let me take you more than a decade back, when I started to fail my path forward as a young entrepreneur in my early 20s. I've been speaking lately a lot about failure and my journey because you asked me, and this resonates a lot with you. And I'm not here to gatekeep. I am not here to sugarcoat, because building a business is hard. But it doesn't mean that you cannot do it. When we look back at the time in my early 20s, I started a business after quitting my corporate job. I stopped following what my family laid out for me. And I stopped following what was stable for them and safe. So I went in search of what was supposedly not for me. I was told my entire childhood that I was going crazy on creativity and planning my future as a young girl. I was told that all these things are not for me. Entrepreneurship wasn't for me. There was success, like big success, financial success, wasn't for me. I was meant to be working hard like my parents did. My parents are immigrants from Serbia. So they immigrated to Austria shortly before the Yugoslavia war. And it was just hard work for them to provide for my sibling and me, right? We were meant to climb the corporate ladder, and I felt never aligned with this. On a young age, I was silenced. I was being told that, well, all the things you are dreaming about are not for you. Yet, I went for it. I was determined to prove that I can run a business and design my own life. As you know, and if you listened to a couple of episodes earlier, you know my business, my first business has failed, and I had hit rock bottom mentally, physically, and financially. So the reason why this happened, or let me say one reason why this happened, is because I did feel alone. First of all, I felt so misunderstood. Nobody around me seemed to understand my ambitions and my passion from what I was doing. And most of all, the vision, that big future vision I had, nobody could relate to that. And when I was shared, there was always a little bit of laughter from my friends being like, good luck with that, Ivana. And my parents simply tried to protect me. Now, in retrospect, I know that they were dealing with their own social silencing, as in my family and in their family back then, meaning my grandparents, for them, it was always so important what other people think of us. So the problem wasn't Me dropping out of university and starting a business. And not just only that, but also quitting a stable job and investing in an education. But it was more, what if she fails? Then what are other people going to think of us? My parents grew up like this, and all they wanted all way long is to protect me, to protect their daughter from failing, from being hurt, being seen. Suffering. I get this today. I totally get it. And I also get the fact that in a working class family, my parents worked hard and there was literally no time to encourage diverse ambitions. I get that. Looking at this today, everything makes sense to me. I didn't back then. When I started out, imagine, I just want to make sure that we are talking about 10 years ago. Even 10 to 14 years ago, to be honest with you, online businesses did exist back in the days. It was not hyped as it is today, but they existed. Only I didn't know. So I was a coach. I didn't know how to, a mindset and health coach. I didn't know how to market myself. Social media was something where I used to share vacation and family photos and where my friends liked it or not. And I also very little knew about communities and like-minded people. So my friends, they're not very impressed with me when I said I'm working on Sundays, so I'm not going out with you on Saturday because Sundays were just the biggest days where I could make cash, right? As a mindset and fitness coach, health and fitness coach, I was working on Sunday in that gym. Everybody has time on Sunday. I was fully booked. These were the days where I was making bank. No way I would have gone out to the club and not being fit and not being able to deliver the next day. So that was one thing where in this age, my friends often struggled with me. I was the lame person, feeling misunderstood, lonely at this point. My family didn't understand either because I had to miss out on Sunday lunches, and Sunday lunches were holy. You might relate to that. I was told that only doctors, police, and traffic lights are working on Sundays. Do you see the corporate mindset here? Because in corporate world, everything is so framed, so strictly framed to this contract. And we are working Monday to Friday. And if you have to go on a Sunday to an office, ooh, you better leave that job, right? So there was no flexibility. I have not experienced any flexibility and no one cheering for me because they were like, my goodness, you're barely making any money. Why are you even doing that? Well, I didn't make any money. I didn't know any better. But I was so passionate about my work. I was so passionate for what I was doing. And I just believed that one day, and this day is today, 10 years later, I had to change a lot. One day I will be successful in doing what I'm doing. And I was determined, yeah, right? I was wanting it so badly. I was so holding on to my vision. I was so dearly holding on to it. What I didn't know is that these communities existed. So now my friends and my parents, they couldn't relate to it, but I didn't know where to look further. I didn't know that other people are running businesses too, or it wasn't really on my screen. I was not expecting that people are meeting up, sharing with each other. They are literally asking their way to success. What have you done? How did you do it? How did you fail? What went well? What went wrong? People are sharing. People are sharing their worries, their successes. People are working together. And I'm not speaking about collaboration, but working together in a supportive way. My goodness, if I would have known 10 to 14 years ago that this existed, I might have not felt so lonely. But what I did feel is that I was afraid to share my worries, afraid to share my insecurities, afraid to share that I didn't know enough about business back then Because in my world, somehow these thoughts came together, telling me that if I want to bring my wisdom and my gift to the world as an entrepreneur, I need to know how to run a business. So it was hard to admit that I had no clue. I was naive enough, I was young enough to believe that I can wing it. So asking for help was a sign of weakness, and I didn't know how to go to the right places to ask for help. I had colleagues that I met along the way, but because I was so insecure and in doubt what I was doing, I was externally not supported. I was in an age where I didn't have the tools ready I have today. So external validation was extremely valuable at that time. So when I was meeting colleagues and like-minded people, I easily went down this spiral of comparison. Is she fitter? Is she getting more booked? Is she better than me? Do they like her more than me? Why is she making more money? Why not me? And this was something that was toxic, but it was me doing it, and I didn't know any better. So fast forward. Yes, that business failed. I recovered. I built two successful ones afterwards. Life goes on. And if you believe that success is a pile up of failures, you're unstoppable. Fast forward today, as I'm sitting here, I recently signed up for a speaking program to learn how to become a professional speaker. That was my first group program I joined, worried a little bit what might come up for me to sit in community of like-minded people. Yes, but I was afraid to go somewhat back, maybe this comparison trap. I was afraid that people will be better than me because speaking is something, public speaking is something that I never did before. I had to learn everything from scratch, and I was afraid there will be people who are better than me. Yet I joined. And last week, we were sitting with our mentor in our last group coaching call. And we've done one exercise that has made it so incredibly clear for me what community means. You might know it. It's called the be do have exercise. And in the end of our call, she asked us, because we are about to go to New York City to perform our first talk, to sign up to speaker platforms where you can be booked as a speaker. So this is now a very exciting time to go and secure you my first gigs. And we were asked, who do you need to be? And what do you need to do? And what do you need to have to succeed? So I said, I need to be unapologetically me, because I realized that every time I'm me, the way I am, uncensored, uncoded, just me, things come to me with ease. What do I need to do? I need to approach difficult things differently. I need to sit with my feelings a little more. And what I want to have is community. I never again want to sit alone with anything that is exciting yet difficult. And I was told that I never have to sit alone if it comes to this community. I'm telling you this story because throughout our program, I can tell you what I felt extremely supported. I entered a container of six people who are going for success. Six people with the same goal. Six people supportive to each other. Six people loving each other for what we do. Six people knowing that we are on the same path. So there was no judgment, no comparison. It was pure love. It was a container of pure love and support. And I made a promise to myself that I will never go without community. which inspired me ultimately to network more, to consciously set aside time for networking, to meet like-minded people. I mean, we have the opportunities, don't we? We are living in a world where we have internet almost everywhere we go. Go and connect with people. Go search for them. Go look for them. Having a business bestie is the best thing that can happen to you. Ask your way to success. No one has ever made it alone. And it also inspired me to create my own community. I call it the Limitless Launch. It's a Facebook group where I will be sharing everything mindset and strategy, where no question is off limits, where you are invited to go and ask me and fellow participants your way to success. You don't have to sit alone, because if you are experiencing friends that might not be on your level, not understanding your business, not understanding your ambition, your passion, and why you do what you do, if perhaps your spouse is really not understanding and just doesn't believe in the online world and doesn't believe that you can make bank from the comfort of your own home, if your family is not as supportive as you would have hoped, I guarantee you, there are people out there just like you who are setting themselves up for success. And it's not only that they will support you, they need you to support them. Because in community, we are not silenced. In like-minded community, we are uplifted. In like-minded community, where everyone is going for success, where everyone is thriving, we grow faster. In community, we can fail without shame. In community, we are supported in these tender places where we can be vulnerable. We can be who we truly are, ask our way to success, fail forward together. These are the places where you want to be. So come and sit with us. The link is below in the show notes. I just started this group. This is your chance to grow something incredibly big with me, to support one another, to uplift each other. Because the work you do is important. The work you do matters to the world, and what you bring into our community is not just welcome. We need you. If you like this episode, my friend, go ahead to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Help us to spread the word about this show so we can reach as many people as possible and help them succeed in their businesses and lives.